In Nigeria today, police and defense officials said more than 600 people have been killed and given mass burials in the northern part of the West African nation. Gun battles have raged for days as government security forces have attempted to stop uprisings by followers of a radical group called Boko Haram. The group wants to increase the role of Islamic law in the oil-rich country. Riots erupted last Sunday after several members of the group were arrested. Since then, intense fighting has left corpses piling up in the streets. Journalist Tunde Asaju is in the Nigerian capital of Abuja. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Welcome also, and good day to all our listeners.
Government authorities are saying the uprisings have been crushed. Is that accurate?
Well, it's not particularly accurate. The situation in Maiduguri, the Borno State capital, where the most intense of fighting actually erupted, has gone down very drastically. The curfew has been relaxed, but then it's put a lot of pressure on the states that are bordering, which are called the North Central, or what is called politically here the Middle Belt states, who have to be on a state of a strong alert to ensure that those who escaped the fighting in Maiduguri will not wreak havoc on their own neighboring states.
Well, one of the reasons the authorities are making the claims that the uprisings have been crushed is because Thursday, the death was announced of Muhammad Yusuf, the leader of this Islamic sect. But there are conflicting reports about how exactly he was killed. What do you know?
Well, what we knew was that the military commander, Colonel Ben Ahanotu, actually told reporters that this man, Muhammad Yusuf, was captured alive. He had only one wound on his arm, and that wound had been treated, and he was released to the Nigerian police force. And shortly after he was released, there was supposed to be a press conference, and while the reporters were seated, they could hear gunshots outside the police headquarters, and the police opened fire on Yusuf and killed him instantly in a stray of bullets there. And the excuse that the police gave was that he was trying to escape.
How are the citizens staying out of harm's way?
Well, Nigerians are very, very wary about all these things, and a lot of them have stayed indoors, especially people who live around the places where this crisis has been most intense. We hear this morning that over 230 people have been rescued from neighboring areas, and most of them women and children. Some of them had to stay indoors for 4 or 5 days without food and water because the military were given orders to shoot anything that moves at sight. So a lot of them could not come out until the curfew has now been relaxed.
Boko Haram, is there support for this group?
No. I think the only support it has is among its own members. A lot of the Islamic clerics have been condemning this sect because they said it's un-Islamic. And some of them have even actually been coming out to say that they had drawn the attention of security authorities to the kind of very radical interpretation of the Quran by this leader, who is still a very young person and whom they believe did not have the whole understanding of Quranic verses, which he was trying to interpret.
Tunde Asaju is a journalist in Abuja, Nigeria. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.